From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A Florida woman with severe brain damage is receiving fluids today after Governor Jeb Bush ordered doctors to reconnect her feeding tubes. The governor's decision yesterday came after an earlier court ruling that said Terry Schiavo should be allowed to die. The state legislature authorized Governor Bush's action, but as NPR's John Hamilton reports, that action goes against more than two decades of legal and ethical decision-making.
Experts say there's no obvious reason to single out this particular case. Terry Schiavo has been in what's called a persistent vegetative state for more than a decade. Her husband says it was her desire not to prolong her life under these circumstances, and the courts agreed. George Annis, a bioethicist at Boston University, says he's saddened that the legislature and governor decided to intervene.
The legal and ethical issues in cases like these, and they're quite frequent, have been settled in this country for at least 20 years.
Annis says that since the case of Karen Ann Quinlan in the 1970s, courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have been consistent about who gets to decide whether to sustain life through medical means.
The nation has reached an agreement that individuals get to make their own decision. The issue that is clouding, at least in the public's perception, this case is that there seems to be a dispute in the family about what she would actually have wanted under circumstances like this.
But the courts have also been clear about this. When a person is unable to communicate their wishes, a spouse is at the top of the list of people who may speak for them. Terry Schiavo's parents have complicated matters by arguing that their daughter still responds to them and is not truly in a vegetative state. Dr. Ronald Cranford, a neurologist from the University of Minnesota who testified on behalf of Terry's husband, says they're mistaken.
The vegetative state is an eyes open unconsciousness where the brainstem is intact, the higher centers are destroyed, and so they have no cognitive functioning whatsoever. They have no pain and suffering.
And no awareness. It's the brainstem that keeps basic functions and reflexes going. Schiavo's parents gained wide support for their argument by showing a video of their daughter. It offers short clips that appear to show her looking at them and smiling. Cranford says that's not unusual for someone in this state.
It's really scary, and to the unsophisticated observer, it sure looks like Terry's looking right at her mother, and it sure looks like she's smiling right at her mother. And that's what the vegetative state is. It's positively scary, because at times it looks like they're interacting with the environment, but they're really not.
The medical community struggled with the ethics of end-of-life decisions in the 1980s. Ultimately, groups including the American Medical Association agreed that for people in a coma or vegetative state, even food and water amounted to medical care and could be ethically halted. Dr. Edward Hill, a member of the AMA's Board of Trustees, says there's no medical or legal need to revisit the issue.
Well, that would be extremely concerning to physicians, because generally we know what the courts and what the legislatures have determined in our own state and what the laws and regulations say. The courts have made decisions that are based on good logic, and we would hope that they would uphold those.
George Annis of Boston University says there's little question that the Florida legislation will eventually be overturned.
As a legal matter, that statute has to be unconstitutional. I mean, people have a constitutional right to refuse treatment, including in Florida. Florida law is very clear on this. The legislature can't change the Constitution, even for one person.
The case is now in the hands of a Florida judge who must decide whether to let the Florida statute stand or let Terry Schiavo die. John Hamilton, NPR News.